Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to today's episode on No, but seriously, let me explain. Hosted by the beautiful, intelligent Earth Angel Lala Davi, this podcast was designed to provide detailed business advice, next level resources, personal credit tips, and relatable relationship knowledge. Be sure to bookmark this page and subscribe because we wouldn't want you to miss any valuable content. And if you're struggling with poor credit, don't even worry about it. Just text HELP MY CREDIT to 507-400-3426. That's 507-400-3426. We have live agents standing by to cater to all your service requests. And now that that's out the way, let's make room for what the host has to say. Lala Davi, do your thing, girl.
What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to No, but seriously, let me explain. The phenomenal podcast series that will keep you fully engaged with all of the tips and tricks that you need in order to be successful while giving you lots and lots of flavor. I am your host, Lala Davi, and today we will discuss the space saver. You know, the type that likes to keep their options open, but refuse to let you go type. No, but seriously, let me explain. Have you ever been in a situation with someone and you didn't really know where you stood with that person? Well, I am here to let you know that this type of situation has happened to a lot of us. Let me tell you. Say, for instance, you choose to deal with this type of situation and you eventually connect with someone, you cross paths with a well put together, well packaged individual, and immediately you feel some type of connection because of your curiosity to figure out more about that connection. You begin to explore all avenues of this person. When I say everything, I mean everything. You're spending quality time together. You're cooking together. You're cleaning with each other, creating partnership deals just to bring in more financial security. And on top of that, you are getting the best loving you could ever imagine. The two of you are really invested into this connection and you're catering to every need within the foundation. Everything is looking beautiful until the fuckery starts to come to light. They start to show their ass and they start feeling like they're living the single life, yet perpetrating to you behind closed doors that you two are fully committed, living this monogamous and happy life. And then you start to question them about this. Then they get super defensive and begin to act as if you're the only one for them.
Eat that butter, bitch!
Some people, they go through these phases in life where they feel the need to explore more, especially if they're getting to that midlife crisis age, where they want to see if they still got it type. Go sit your grown ass down. You pushing 50, okay? Yes, I know the last thing that you want to hear when you're trying to build a solid foundation, a solid relationship, that's the last thing you want to hear, that your partner's out there being a Casanova, doing what they want to do, whenever they want to do it. But let me be the first to let you know, you can get another ring just from a different team. Know your worth and begin to operate and walk in that worth. Because the last thing we're going to do is be out here playing games with a grown ass adult. That's what we're not going to do. It is 2022 and we're on to bigger and better things. We don't got time for the childish games that people like to play. We don't have time for the I'm confused if I want this or not types, and the ones that just are plain old dumb playing the fill. You know you have a good thing right here, so act like it.
Oh yeah. You know what time it is? It's time to take a live call to see what our live callers have to say about this space saver. I'm sure you guys have lots and lots of space savers out there and don't even know about it. Let's go ahead and take a call now.
What do you have to say about this type of space saver, caller? We want to know what you have to say. Caller, you're live now.
Well, I personally think that's full of crap. And only you can allow yourself to be a space saver. If you don't recognize your worth, and if you don't recognize the signs, then you like to be a space saver. And just unfortunately, some women like it. They like it to the point that they'll date another man's woman or another man's wife. They don't matter. Anybody, a man's another man, to be that space saver. So people need to have more worth about themselves. Because if they don't, they're just anybody instead of somebody. Right. And that's what I think about that.
Definitely. Have you ever been in this type of situation where you have personally crossed paths with the space saver?
Oh, yeah. You know, I am of older age, and so, yes, plenty. But there's a way you flip the script, and that's when you know your worth. They become the space saver, and I become the saver of space.
Oh, yes. I like that. I like that. And how did you transform this type of situation?
Well, I've been through a lot. So it's not a matter of how I did it. It's just something that needed to be done. Every situation is different. I don't know how they're being this other person's saving space. But when I find out what it is I'm supposed to be saving space for, then that's when I go my route. For instance, I'm a celebrity makeup artist, and let's just say somebody's saving space but just got me on hold to see what's going to happen. Even though I'm fine with what I do, but I'm a little expensive. So they're going to save space and just keep playing that little game, keep playing that little game. And once I catch them, it's kind of like this. Me personally, would give them the opportunity, and I would let them know I understood what they were doing. To make it right and probably give them a deal. And that's one way I would handle it. In a relationship type of way, now that was business. In a personal type of way, there really is nothing you can do but just check it. Because this is disrespectful. You got to know your money from your honey.
Yes.
Save space.
Okay. And if you could give some valuable advice to another person that's currently experiencing this type of connection with the space saver type, what would you say?
First of all, I would say get your bread, girl. Now, make sure, or man, whomever. However, I would like that you don't be a punk about it. It's kind of like you want to keep the peace. So find the most beautiful person in you, and you let that person flourish to the space saver. Because it's kind of like you get more bees with honey. Don't throw that vinegar out there. That's what they're expecting. So you be the person in control. The only way you're going to lose control is if you get vinegar. Period. You give them honey, what are they going to argue about? Even when they make up an argument, you just be like, okay. But little do they know, they effing with the devil. People say things, they do things, they make you think that you're comfortable, they make themselves appear to be real in your life, when all along they wanted to be you. All along, all they got is a stupid little job. They have no hustle for real, unless you give it to them. And then they say terrible things at the end of the day. So you need to watch who you're space saving with. And that's how I really look at it. Look deeper. As that one judge said, look deep before you leap, honey. And that's how I look at it. I don't care if it's business. I don't care if it's personal. It doesn't matter. Read up on the dog you buy, honey. Look deep before you leap.
Yeah.
In aspect of life, because it all affects one another. It's going to affect one thing, the next thing, the next. That's how I feel. And 10 toes down on that.
Well, that's definitely a powerful message. And I know a lot of people can use that type of motivation from individuals like you in this world. And with that said, we have come to a very short commercial break, paid for by our lovely sponsors. So don't go anywhere. We will be back after this short message.
Yeah, what up, ATL? Look, you ballin', you bad and bougie, with bad credit, that's most of y'all. But look, man, that's why y'all need to call my people at Exchange Credit Repair. That's right, Exchange Credit Repair will help you scrub them inquiries, get rid of them collections and bankruptcy. They'll even take child support off. I didn't even know they put child support on credit. Woo-wee! And boost your credit score. Let's get that credit score where you want so you can go get what you want. And if you mention Street 945, you get a 35% discount. Hang! So call my people right now at 678-420-5553, 678-420-5553, or visit my people at exchangecreditrepair.info. Exchange Credit Repair is a credit counseling business with experienced credit repair experts standing by to assist you right now. When I made this deal with them, I said, look here, you ain't got to pay me for the commercial. Just put my credit score where I want so I can go get what I want. When I went to them, they treated me like family. My privacy was all the way respected. They quick to fight for a client's right with the Bureau of Credit, creditors, and debt collectors. Conveniently located at 1 West Court Square, Indicator. Tell them shout us, Inch.
Welcome back, you guys. We are now about to bring this podcast episode to a close. However, before we close it out, I just want to ask you guys, is there anyone out there that you possibly are dating that may be potentially keeping their options open? I don't want to dwell on the story that was placed in front of us today. However, keeping our options open is something that's super common for most of the dating people out here. Many of us have experienced relationships in the gray area where the person we're dating is either interested or isn't totally communicating about where things are going. However, this has pretty much told us that we're not ready to commit or be exclusive or monogamous just yet because this person isn't where we want them to be. Sometimes that's fine and that's totally understandable. Sometimes they just may want to pursue another relationship or structure similar to polyamory. You know, that's there is free will, right? Yeah. Sometimes they may have commitment issues and they may just be taking us for a ride and we need to learn how not to let them. So what you should do if you were in this situation, if you were dating someone and they were keeping their options open, how would you handle that person keeping their options open? In life, love yourself and do what's best for you no matter what anyone else says. Do not compromise your happiness for anyone. I would like to send all of you much love and give you a big thanks for tuning in to Know, But Seriously, Let Me Explain. I am your host, Lala Zavi. Be sure to come back next week as we will be bringing more show for you. Until then, stay bold, beautiful, and brilliant. Love ya!